Are you crazy?
Are you crazy?
Are you crazy?
Both of you crazy.
Are you crazy?
You're crazy.
You're crazy.
Hey, you want to see crazy? I'll show you.
What are you crazy?
What are you crazy?
What are you crazy?
Are you mad?
The whole world gone crazy.
You're crazy. I'm a neurotic nut, but you're crazy.
I'm not crazy. Rafer Guzman is here. He's film critic for Newsday and for us here at The Takeaway because it's Friday and that's movie day. Hi, Rafer.
Hey, Todd.
Let's start with a political drama. This is Norman, the moderate rise and tragic fall of a New York fixer. Richard Gere and Lior Ashkenazi star in this one.
Thanks for coming down. Really, I appreciate it. I really want to talk to you about
you're acting
really
like
important.
A maniac.
Look what? At you. What, why are you getting involved? This thing is bad for Israel, bad for America, bad for Jews, bad for everybody.
That's right. I want to help.
How can you? How can you help? This is a political war going on 7,000 miles from here.
So this Richard Gere plays a guy named Norman Oppenheimer. He's a New York guy. What he does is not exactly clear, but he wants to get himself involved in the world of finance, wheeling, dealing, politics. He does favors. He peddles a little influence. He's a small-time guy. He does a favor for an Israeli politician, buys him a nice pair of shoes, a little gift. It's a gamble that pays off later when that politician, played by Lior Ashkenazi, when that politician becomes, lo and behold, Prime Minister of Israel, and all of a sudden, everybody wants to get to know Norman.
So then Richard Gere finds himself far elevated from where he thought he would be. Does it pay off?
It does. It's a really interesting film, and it's got a great cast. Not only is Richard Gere just amazing, so warm and wonderful in this very sympathetic and slightly irritating in a very funny way kind of role, but you've got this great cast. Steve Buscemi plays a rabbi. Michael Sheen plays Norman's nephew. Dan Stevens is in the movie. Josh Charles. And it's a great movie. What really, really anchors it, though, is Richard Gere. It's just it's a great role for him, kind of an unusual role as this sort of hapless, well-intentioned, bumbling nobody, but really wonderful. I really like this movie a lot.
All right, sounds like a must-see. That's Norman, the moderate rise and tragic fall of a New York fixer. Rafer, I was made to watch Guardians of the Galaxy.
Made?
Yesterday. Well, no, I enjoyed it because it was my assignment because Guardians 2 is coming out. I'm going to see it. And my movie mate said, you got to make sure you watch Guardian 1, which I just finished. Let's listen to a clip from Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Chris Pratt, Zoe Saldana, Dave Bautista, and a lot of others.
You know why I did it, Star Munch?
You're not going to answer Star Munch.
I did it because I wanted to. What are we even talking about this for? We just had a little man save us by blowing up 50 ships.
How little? Like this?
A little one-inch man saved us.
Well, if he got closer, I'm sure he'd be much larger.
That's how eyesight works, you stupid raccoon.
Don't call me a raccoon!
I'm sorry. I took it too far. I meant Trash Panda.
The dialogue in Guardians of the Galaxy was hilarious.
Yes.
And the action's pretty good, too. What about Guardians 2?
Well, I think the good news is that a lot of what we loved about the first one is here. Right? You've got Bradley Cooper there as the voice of Rocket Raccoon. Don't call him a raccoon, obviously. Like you said, Dave Bautista is as Drax, my favorite character. So you've got a lot of the interaction, some new characters. In this version, Chris Pratt, who plays Peter Quill, discovers that he thinks he might have found his father, who's played by none other than Kurt Russell. It's always great to see Kurt Russell. The downside for me is that this is too much of what worked in the first film. I think they're going very hard for the comedy, the snarky dialogue, as we just heard. And you remember the big selling point from the first film was the one-hit wonder soundtrack from the 60s and 70s, and they lay it on very hard here, a little bit too much. It's almost the starring role of the film. So, to me, this felt like a little bit of a rehash. It's not terrible. If you're a fan of the first film, I think you'll be happy to see these characters back on screen.
All right, Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Stephen King, Rafer, before we go, people are buzzing because The Last Gunslinger is a main character in The Dark Tower. Stephen King has a million movies. Does this one measure up to be a hit? What's going on with this teaser?
Well, so we're looking at The Dark Tower, which is a big hit for Stephen King. People love these novels. Idris Elba as the gunslinger, Matthew McConaughey as his nemesis, the Man in Black. I'm a little skeptical about this film. I'm really only seeing those two stars, and I'm not sure why the cast isn't kind of packed with some more star power. You've got an unknown director, Nikolai Arcel, a Danish guy, making his big screen debut. I'm a little concerned about how this movie's going to play out, but the trailer's blowing up, so who knows?
You never know with Stephen King. It could be The Stand. It could be Cat's Eye. Rafer Guzman, thank you.
Thanks, Todd.